Today on the Flyover Conservative Podcast, we are having one of the brightest minds on the planet, most well-researched.
Yep.
And one of the greatest hacks that you could possibly have in your life is to listen to today's guest. It'll save you decades of your own personal research. The one, the only, Mel Kay.
Yay! Welcome!
Woo! Your audience just treats me so nice.
They love you.
They love you.
That's our glimpse of the future. It's our AI audience.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I don't know how I feel about that.
We need to make sure that they keep their soul, though. We're going to root for their souls.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, I wanted to come on and talk about a couple things that aren't being covered in the news because there's so much distraction, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny that the disinformation Homeland Security Board, people seem to think that this has gone away. That is not true.
Yep.
What really happened is that the woman ended up, that woman,
Nina,
I think she was, Nina Jankowicz. Yep. Uh-huh. I think she was some kind of theater major that ended up getting some kind of weird degree in disinformation or communications from Georgetown and ended up where she is. But nobody even really has looked too much into her past and her work with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And her work with Russian disinformation and all of that, because her videos were so embarrassing. And then Mayorkas goes and he's acting like he knows nothing about her, that he's never even heard of her before, basically.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything that we all know.
There's probably a lot of people, like even her family, after that whole stretch
that are
creating that separation.
The thing, you know, she came out along with her, I guess, her pal at Washington Post, who's also a victim of disinformation, misinformation, mm-hmm. Taylor Lorenz. And they both claim that they are now victims of misinformation and disinformation without her really realizing that what she was doing and what her whole cause in life is to end the First Amendment for anyone that doesn't agree with the official narrative of her overlords in the installed regime in Washington, D.C., and even more the globalists, because she's very involved with Ukraine and a lot of disinformation, misinformation from the Russians, including saying Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, including being very active during the phony Ukraine impeachment with storylines, very active during the Russia hoax. So we do know that she has all kinds of stuff in her closet that would have made her a terrible choice. But the bad news for the folks is, In my estimation, because, you know, we have to be really careful. These people are after us, and we have to be really honest about what their goals are. And the truth is, I'm starting to think maybe they threw her in front because of her, who she was. These people are not dumb. There's CIA stuff behind this and all kinds of spying and DOJ and FBI and the whole thing. So she has resigned. But for anyone that thinks that this was some kind of victory, she is being replaced with a man named Michael Chertoff. If you don't know who Michael Chertoff is, he wrote the Patriot Act.
He looks like the kind of guy that would write the Patriot Act.
He does.
Take away freedoms. For the images, for those of you listening on Apple or Podbean or any of these places, there are a lot of graphic images used in these episodes with Mel. All the images are available. If you text the number 40509, the word Mel, you can have the graphics and the images and things we use, 40509, the word Mel. You also want to go to themelkshow.com. Resources section, sign up for the newsletter. Like I said in the opening, you could go do this for yourself for the next 12, 15 years, 10 hours a day, and get up to speed and pedal faster, or you can go to themelkshow.com, go to the resources section, and sign up for the newsletter.
Yesterday, we were heading home from Oklahoma City. There was an event with Dr. Sherwood in Oklahoma City this weekend. And we were heading home, though, and Colton and I were in the back of the car. David was driving, and we were literally going through your resources. Unbelievable, Mel. What you offer, what you have there, it is phenomenal. So Colton actually helped me to put it as a bookmark. So in the mornings, I can kind of go through and just kind of click through some of the stuff that you have up there just to be totally, you know, ready and for what's going on. So your resources are fabulous. I know. I'd be like, hey, Mel, okay, what's going on?
What's going on?
So it's amazing.
So themelkshow.com, register for the newsletter so you can continue to get updates. You know, we lost the YouTube channel last weekend. This happens in the world that we're in. So if you want to be able to have direct access to our content, regardless of the corruption in the tech world, go to themelkshow.com newsletter. Also go to the resources section. So
Yeah, I think there was a big purge. I don't think you guys are alone. I think a lot of people lost their, that were holding on, hanging on, because I noticed a couple other people haven't been putting stuff up. It must be because of that.
I think so.
They're communists.
This is where what I'm talking about is really important. Not only is Michael Chertoff now going to be the head of it, but Michael Chertoff also, like I said, he wrote the Patriot Act, which whatever anyone wants to think, if people don't look back at this point and question everything that happened at 9/11 and what happened since, that was when our country became basically full track and trace surveillance, step one. And warrantless searches. They were saying they weren't doing it to the American people, but they then we had the Snowden leak, we had the WikiLeaks, we have all this stuff. We know that the Patriot Act has been used against us already since 9/11. So that they put him in there is pretty disturbing because he doesn't believe that we deserve to have privacy. Mm-hmm. He said it in many many different interviews that I've found about him. And he also gave the government the authority to tap our phones and surveil us and conduct warrantless searches when suspected of terrorism, which is alarming because just last week he came out and said that our country, or not, I mean, he's been, so this guy's been out there for a year saying this. Just last week, he's put into this position to run the governance, the Ministry of Truth. But he came out not that long ago and said that we're under attack, but it's a domestic attack this time. So if you look at the Patriot Act and the guy who did it supposedly for to fight terrorism and protect our homeland through DHS, he's on record for probably since before Trump ran. He hated Trump, a never Trumper. You know, they always say, again, this whole BS about bipartisan, just like the January 6th thing, this is a bipartisan group, supposedly, too, that's taking over the oversight. Mm-hmm. But he voted for Hillary. He claims to be a Republican. He worked for George W. Bush and H.W. Bush. And I'm at a point in my work where I don't think that there is a difference between Bush, Clinton, Obama, McCain, and Romney. I think they're all on the same team, making deals for who's going to actually get there and who's going to be doing the backup or whatever. I don't think any of that. I think like Trump threw a big wrench in it, but this guy Chertoff does not like Trump. He thinks all Trump reporter MAGA people and patriots and people that support Trump are domestic terrorists. Mm-hmm. If you just hear what he said. He was one of the first people to come out after January 6th blaming Trump. He still does. And so he's going to be in the bipartisan running this. Okay.
He's like Adam Kissinger, you know, or Liz Cheney made that bipartisan, you know.
Exactly. Kissinger is in on this too, by the way. I don't know what's going to happen to that guy, but he's going to have a rough life when he's out of office, I believe. But second, this guy also Chertoff, I'll get to Chertoff group in a second. He's on all these boards that are disinformation, misinformation. You know, he's a cyber expert of some sort. He came out after the election, said it was the most secure election in history, of course. He also, all during Trump's administration, he kept saying, different things like Trump was not making our country safe. Trump was doing this wrong, that wrong. A huge critic of Trump. Huge critic of us. He also was in charge of the cleanup and FEMA response to Hurricane Katrina.
Really?
I take government's the only way you can fail your way to the top. The more you suck, the more they promote you. You got leadership written all over you.
Right. And think about a lot of people have issues right now. They're pushing the digital score. They're pushing all of that. Yep. There are actual concentration camps being ignored in China and I'm sure elsewhere that have a lot to do with this track and trace technology. And guess what else he's behind? The track and trace digital ID backed by the Gates Foundation, ID 2020, it was called. But he's interested also in a full track and trace ID system, which we've discussed. And of course, he's a deep swamp creature. So he's been around since the older Bush. He clearly is for the central banking cabal. He's got a lot of relationships with them. And he's not alone because I'll tell you what, there's he is a member of a lot of different groups. But he also, not surprisingly, but very disturbingly, because he's supposed to be bipartisan in this, we've discussed on here the Transition Integrity Project, the wargaming simulation that John Podesta and a bunch of people involved with Podesta gamed out all the scenarios that Trump could possibly win a year before and then worked backwards to prepare for it not to happen. That was around when they talked about that if Trump lost, mm-hmm. he wouldn't leave office. And we heard that mm-hmm. about a year yep. before. Well, this was a simulation game by the Transition Integrity Project. The two leads were Niles Gilman and this Rosa, what was her name? She works for the Open Society Foundation.
Of course.
Soros. But it turns out that he was, this Chertoff, he was actually Rosa Brooks. That was her name. I didn't want to say Parks. I kept wanting to say yeah. Parks. But they ran the Transition Integrity Project with John Podesta. But they had a sister organization that was all talking about free and fair election interference. This guy, Chertoff, actually went out and said that our election was going to be interfered with by the Chinese, the Iranians, and the Russians, and was out there. And he also was advising before the 2020 election on how to make election security more stronger and federal ID system into the mix for voting. And this is while he's working with the Transition Integrity Project to figure out how to game, no matter what the results were, to get rid of Donald Trump. So this is not a bipartisan pick in any way. So he was also involved in something called the National Task Force on Election Crises, which worked with the Transition Integrity Project. And that included also Michael Steele, Larry Wilkerson, Colin Powell, and a bunch of never Trumpers, other people involved in this whole thing with the pre-election wargaming, other than mm-hmm. these guys, was like Donna Brazile, John Podesta, Chuck Hagel, David Frum from The Atlantic, yeah. who's mm-hmm. a Max Boot, like these journalists that full anti-Trumpers. So that's disturbing there. Then another thing that I want to bring up is that he also, you know, they keep picking people into these positions that are never going to respect, he already doesn't, but they don't, their goal is to silence Donald Trump and all mm-hmm. of Donald Trump's supporters. That mm-hmm. when they say disinformation, misinformation, malinformation, decided by them, you know, anything right. that you're saying. So he was also in a group with the DHS intelligence leaders to protect presidential campaigns from foreign interference before the last election. Which is very strange because mm-hmm. he came out and said that, and this is when everything's going on. It was like him and a former CIA director, also James Clapper,
oh,
and
wow.
a whole bunch of people. They were working with Cyberdome and other groups to make sure that foreign powers wouldn't interfere with the 2020 election. You know, it seems pretty odd.
It does.
He would be involved in all of this. And then, to go forward, he also has a charity that he's, I believe he is on the board of, called Freedom House. And Freedom House is an organization that basically has what they say they do, steadfast commitment to the mission of Freedom House and to the belief that promotion of democracy and human rights is essential for international peace. So on the Freedom House board with him, Chertoff, and a bunch of other people that are all basically information agents for, so they do a lot of, this Taylor Lorenz is involved here. I mean, okay. is that her name? No, not Taylor Lorenz. I mean,
the writer for
Jankowicz. No,
Nina.
Yeah,
she has some information on here, an article she wrote for them. So this is a small group. Again, these are not, that their whole thing is about, look, where governments are accountable to their people. Well, right now our government is not accountable for us, and he's on this board, but he's also going to be creating a Patriot type act against domestic terrorism, which means that how can you, you can't be both. You can't be for our inalienable rights, our Bill of mm-hmm. Rights, our freedom, you know, our free speech, all of that. And at the same time say there should be no privacy in America because of terrorism in 9/11 and now yep. domestic terrorism. This is what is going on here. So maybe the Nina Jankowicz whole story is more about look over here mm-hmm. while we're really putting this together.
Because, I wonder if they did that too, because people are like, oh, that thing is, we've already won. They're not going to have the disinformation, right. Disinformation. Oh, that's gone. It's versus, like, hey, they're going to put somebody else in.
It's almost like
there.
A lead blocker in football, you know, to go ahead, take the brunt, yeah. and then the person kind of cuts around.
Yep.
Hey, Patriot pals, Mel Kay here. The controlled demolition of the economy by the private Western Central Bank and the Biden regime-backed World Economic Forum Great Reset can no longer be denied or ignored. Consumer prices are skyrocketing. The Fed is raising rates. Inflation jumped 7% this year alone. That's a 40-year high. Now is the time to go full steam ahead to protect your hard-earned savings, 401ks, and IRAs by diversifying your assets by investing in gold and silver. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. And he'll help you put together a personalized financial plan to maintain your security and sovereignty no matter what comes ahead. Protect yourself and your assets for the future. Please do not be left behind. Now is the time.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkayshow.com, events, and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.